Welcome to Film School Radio, the on-air online showcase for the best in independent, documentary, and foreign films, every Friday morning from 9 to 10 a.m. Pacific and online at filmschoolradio.com. I'm your host, Mike Kaspar. Ricocheting between comedy, apocalyptic horror, and swooning soap opera, Rumors follows the seven leaders of the world's wealthiest democracies at the annual G7 summit, where they attempt to draft a provisional statement regarding an unidentified global crisis. With unexpected, uproarious performances from a brilliant ensemble cast, these so-called leaders become spectacles of incompetence, contending with increasingly surreal obstacles in the misty woods as night falls, and they realize they are suddenly alone. Just wonderful cinema from this cadre of very talented directors. We're joined today by Galen Johnson, Evan Johnson, and Guy Madden. Gentlemen, welcome to Film School Radio.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Rumors is certainly a film with a lot on its mind, a lot of threads to be pulled in telling the story, a lot of layers to Rumors. It feels like a project that required a lot of attention in terms of writing the script, putting it all together. It feels very much like a group effort in terms of the ideas behind the film. How did this all come together? Guy, I'll start with you.
The question is asked often. I think the G7 had popped into an earlier script we were writing about that also had bog mummies in it at one point and didn't. But it was kind of like a big receptacle for everything we wanted to put in a movie maybe someday. And we realized we had a script thick enough to make a 12-hour movie, and it was not simple. It didn't know what it wanted to be. So we decided to pare away everything except the G7, which kept, in every incarnation of the script, its tiny little subplot kept growing and growing and growing until we realized that was the only thing worth saving, really, from this project. And then we just went with it. And we'd had been part of work avoidance during the writing process is often watching YouTube clips of G7 summits. I don't even know how it started, but we just learned they were often covered with a camera that was 100 yards away, 100, 200 meters away, whatever. So with a long lens that brought up close, you couldn't hear the dialogue between the leaders, but they were perhaps leaders that were meeting for the very first time, but they had an instant rapport with each other. They were making each other laugh, and it was all just like a silent movie display of conviviality. And we just found this almost like a marshland mating ritual, but in slow motion or something like that. Very dreamy and strange. And we just thought this is a world that you could set. You could set a movie. It's a world no one else has ever set a movie in. And it's about, what do the G7 leaders get together for every year? To write a statement, a very bromidic statement that's almost identical every year, about a crisis of some sort, whatever crisis du jour that there was. And we had struggled with writing ourselves for so long. We were getting sick of writing. All of a sudden, we re-energized ourselves by making a movie about these characters with whom we identified so much as writers, trying to write a statement, wandering around in a vast field of abandoned script ideas, whatever. And so pretty soon it just coalesced into this thing that you're talking about.
And as you're describing it, that long distance shot of them out in front of the building where they eventually go into and then they sit down, and that contrast, and that's really where the satire really begins to kick into the film, where they start to talk about fairly inane things, and then it begins to get a little more personal, and you can start to see some of the tensions in the room, whether it be personal or sexual or something. You can start to see how these characters are going to begin to interact with each other, and you begin to see some of the history that they share, whether between the two different leaders or as a group. You can start to see that kick in. And that's really where the satire really starts to take hold, right?
Absolutely, yeah.
One of the aspects of this group dynamic that I really got a big kick out of, and I'd love to hear your comment on this, and that is that of all of the world leaders, the one that was the most dynamic, the one that was the most forthright and honest, the hero of the group, was the Canadian Prime Minister.
That was a telefilm requirement to get government funding.
Government funding.
Yeah, exactly. We needed to make the Canadian the hero.
Yeah, we wouldn't have been funded by our state funding organization at all.
That's not true. They don't pull the strings like that.
No, but it delighted us as well to have the alpha protagonist.
Because satire is such a difficult thing to successfully pull off in a film, to get the tone right, to get the right people in place to be able to carry it out, it's not an easy genre to pursue, but I thought you did it beautifully. And it reminds me of one of my favorite films and the way that you went about it, The Death of Stalin. And is that a fair comparison to make with Rumors?
Yeah, I would say it's a fair assessment. We've all seen Death of Stalin. We even watched scenes of them around the table together to figure out how to shoot people around a table. Death of Stalin was, we just wanted to make something that was much more abstract and just completely empty of any politics at all, almost. That was sort of the goal there.
Well, I was just going to say that Death of Stalin, it's the fireworks in that movie, or when, it's a really great movie, but when the different personalities get forced together into a room and into six-part conflict or whatever, that's when it takes off. And this was the thing that we imagined happening at G7 summits, with these different, vastly different figures being forced together. Yeah.
Like the different genres we try and force together, you know, speaking to each other.
Exactly to your point, this mashup of all of these different genres. We've got the Teen Wolf movie kind of thing going on, the sci-fi from the 50s kind of thing going on. There's a lot to be pushed into this pressure that's bearing down on these world leaders who cannot keep their shit together long enough to write essentially a memo. Again, underscores the brilliance of this satire in the film. In terms of your working together, how many feature films have three of you worked on?
Oh, I don't know. We made the
dates back. Some of them are.
I don't know. Seven.
The Forbidden Room.
We have some short films. We have
A massive internet project called Seances that we did, which took years out of our lives.
This would be the third feature film.
Yeah.
Together
as and a number of shorts.
And then a number of short films.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations, because it seems to be working.
Well, thank you.
It feels good.
As we wind down our conversation, Guy, I'd like to ask you about working with Cate Blanchett. I know you've worked with Isabella Rossellini in the past, but what was it like to work with Cate? And also anyone else you would like to mention in terms of, in your career, the people that you have worked with?
Yeah. I'll double check my filmography when I go home, but I don't think she's in any others, no. She's in just this one. May we appear... maybe work together many more times, I hope. As a tiny shout out and humble brag that Shelley Duvall was in a movie of mine in the mid-90s, and she's one of the great stars of the 70s, of course, one of the titans, and I'm really honored, and I was reminded, because she just passed away recently, that I'd actually worked with this titan. But now it seemed to be leading to some sort of standoff between Cate Blanchett and the ghost of Shelley Duvall or something, and about to opine on which one was greater. But I loved them both for different reasons.
The film is Rumors. We've been speaking with the co-directors and co-writers, Galen Johnson, Evan Johnson, and Guy Madden. It is in theaters right now, so check this out. It's fun. It's funny. It is biting. It is all the things you want in a great movie. I want to thank our guests today again, Guy Madden, Evan Johnson, and Galen Johnson. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks
very much.
Thanks so much.
You've been listening to Film School Radio, the on-air online showcase for the best in independent documentary and foreign films. You can find out more about the program at filmschoolradio.com. I'm your host, Mike Kaspar. Thank you for tuning in, and we'll see you next week with another edition of Film School Radio.